أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه فحبطت أعمالهم فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا ذلك جزاؤهم جهنم بما كفروا واتخذوا آياتي ورسلي هزوا صدق الله العظيم. In the ayahs we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about those people who are the greatest losers insofar as their actions are concerned. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the actions, but at the same time they are losers. And we discussed this in detail, that because on the one hand their belief system was incomplete, there was false insofar as their aqidah was concerned, and secondly there was nifaq and hypocrisy. Also, ulama have expressed that there is insincerity sometimes insofar as our a'mal are concerned. The belief system is correct, there is no nifaq, there is no hypocrisy, but then we find sometimes that there are other motives besides pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or there are other motives attached to pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now both of them are very, very difficult situations insofar as an individual is concerned. That we do something, we carry out a deed for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but also there are other motives that are attached to it. Or sometimes we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in the equation insofar as our intention is concerned. For that, the ulama have written that there is a prescription that we need to be persistent upon. Before carrying out the action, we question ourselves, why am I doing this action? Is it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if it is not, then we make sure that we carry it out for the sake of Allah. Also, ulama have expressed that the very difficult situation is, sometimes we begin an action for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but in between that action, sometimes we lose focus and we sway away in our intention from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to other motives. So in the duration, during the course of that action that we are carrying out, again we check our intention, and having completed the action, we again check, because sometimes the action was carried out purely for the sake of Allah, but after that we find ostentation, that is riya, show comes into a person, and hence the action sometimes can be a very, very good action, but the intention may not be a good intention. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to that, بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Then there are those whose efforts have been deviated, it wandered away, it became lost, فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, in this material world, وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا, that the person himself feels or herself feels that they are carrying out and they are doing a good deed, but the reality is it is not a deed in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continuing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم. They are those people who disbelieve in the verses or in the signs of their Rabb Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, waliqa'ihi, and they also disbelieve in the meeting with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Now here there is another very subtle point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to, and that is that we need to focus on the fact that we are going to be standing for accountability in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. When that reality also comes into our hearts and into our minds, then whatever we do, we will obviously do it for the sake of Allah. فَحَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ, then their actions are destroyed. فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا, and on the day of Qiyamah, there will be no establishment on the balance, that is on the scales of justice, but in the courts of Allah. In other words, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows out the good actions of individuals, that will be put put onto the pans on the scale of justice, there will be no actions for those individuals. ذَلِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ. Those are the people that their jaza, their recompense will be the fire of Jahannam. بِمَا كَفَرُوا. Because of their disbelief. وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَرُسُلِي هُزُوَا. And secondly, because they had taken our signs, that is the signs and the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَرُسُلِي, and my Nabis, my Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, huzuwa, as a mockery, in that they mocked the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they mocked the verses of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they mocked the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. And this point was raised on various occasions before, that we as an ummah, sometimes we do not mock our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but sometimes we mock at the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or otherwise we mock at those that are fulfilling the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Unfortunately, wa na'udhu billah, we find it to be antiquated, we find it to be backwards, we find that it cannot adapt to the modern times that we are living, and we should be very cautious with those type of ideologies. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.